Welcome into the Extra here on KRDO News Radio, and we know we're into August right now, and there are still tons of opportunities if you want to get out and about and explore a little bit. And we're joined here by Visit Colorado Springs, as well as officials with the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park. Specifically, we have Donna Webb with the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, Amy Long with Visit Colorado Springs, talking about some of the hidden gems throughout Southern Colorado. And both of you, thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra.
Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
And Donna, let's start off with you. We know just about an hour or so south of Colorado Springs, you'll find Canyon City, home to the Royal Gorge region. And although the region is breathtaking year-round, there's especially some gorgeous things to see during the late summer and especially as fall's quickly approaching.
Absolutely. So I specifically work for the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, and we have been here for many, many years. Lots of things to see and do at the park specifically. Tourism started here in the region probably around 1874 when railroad photographer came from Salt Lake City and saw the gorge, and he called it the Royal Gorge. So it kind of stuck, and we are now the Royal Gorge region.
And it is a gorgeous part of Southern Colorado for sure. And what else is going on kind of throughout the region, and what else can we expect as we head into the waning summer months and get into fall?
Absolutely. Fall is a great time in this region. We have wonderful weather. We're kind of considered the banana belt of Colorado. Pretty mild winters, so there is a lot of outdoor activities. We have trails through the actual park as well as the surrounding area. There's an organization in our community called FAR, which is Fremont Adventure Recreation. And FAR's mission is to promote a culture of community and healthy living through human-powered outdoor recreation. And they have created some amazing trails. As I said, some of them go right outside our park gates along the edge of the Royal Gorge. And there are many, many throughout our region. So you can go on hikes and bikes and just get your outdoor fill in that capacity. One other thing that we have here in the region that is kind of a close partner company of ours is the Royal Gorge Route Railroad. And that's a full-size diesel engine railroad that traverses through the bottom of the gorge. So you're 1,000 feet high when you're at the bridge and park, but on the train you're at the very bottom, so you get some very differing views. 1,000 feet can make a big difference, and the train is awesome. It's a two-hour scenic and historic train ride that follows the river through the gorge, and they have dining options and open-air cars to fit every budget and way you want to experience the train ride. And then their sister property is the Royal Gorge Mansion that they've just pretty recently acquired, and they do high tea in the afternoons, and that's a pretty spectacular experience as well if you're looking for kind of a special event like that.
Exactly. That is a gorgeous route. And Amy, there are so many other hidden gems in and around Canyon City, and a lot of things you might not have even thought about exploring until you really get into them.
Yes. In a nearby town of Florence, there's a lot of cute little diners and they're known as the Antique Capital of Colorado. So just lots of little shops where you can get beautiful furniture and knickknacks and other decorative items. And then in Penrose, they're really becoming known for their cideries and wineries. Everyone knows about their apple picking, but they've got at least 5 tasting rooms for wine. You can go to Brush Hollow, Pop's Vineyard, or Jenkins Farm. And then for cider and even mead, you can go to Apple Valley Cider or C-Squared Ciders. So just, when fall rolls around and you're putting on your sweaters and you want your thoughts turned to apples and different kinds of drinks made of fruit, I recommend heading down to Penrose before or after you explore Canyon City.
Yeah, and there's so much great things to do throughout Southern Colorado. We're going to keep talking about all the options and maybe some things to definitely put on your event calendar. Maybe make sure you circle as we approach fall here in the Pikes Peak region as we're continuing to talk about some of these hidden gems in the region. This is The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm joined by Visit Colorado Springs as we're talking about a number of hidden gems and options to explore here in our own backyard. And Amy, you know, we are talking, there's so many hidden gems in and around Canyon City and a lot of things as well. And things are even getting ready for the fall as well. Can't believe we're just in August. We're already talking about fall in the Pikes Peak region. Well, summer's beautiful here in usually our peak travel season. There's so much more to enjoy, especially during the fall months as well.
That is so true, Andrew. You know, with our aspen trees going from green to gold, the fantastic weather we have, you know, it becomes a little bit milder, and any afternoon rains seem to go away. It falls just a wonderful and perhaps unappreciated time here, and we're doing a lot more advertising to bring visitors here to extend our summer season. One of my, you know, I have several favorite things to do. I couldn't pick just one, but hiking to the crags, you know, by going up to the Cripple Creek area and getting on that trailhead, and it's a nice hike out to those, I mean, absolutely enormous boulders, and the trees are just gorgeous. Another favorite is Mueller State Park, and you can do mild or more difficult hikes. I think it's about $10 per car to get in. They have a wonderful visitor center, but I really enjoy Mueller State Park and then stopping in Divide or Woodland Park for lunch or a beer, and or driving all the way to Cripple Creek for their amazing foliage, you know, especially recommend going early in the morning, beat the crowds, and then enjoy the day up in Cripple Creek, whether you're doing some gaming or enjoying all their wonderful attractions and certainly soaking in the beautiful foliage views as you explore Cripple Creek and Victor.
Exactly, yeah, nothing beats that fall drive along Highway 67. We're also joined by Donna Webb with the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park. And Donna, from farmers markets to orchards, the beautiful colors of trees and mountains as the weather cools off fall, definitely a beautiful season around here, and especially in the Royal Gorge region down along the Canyon City corridor.
Absolutely, I agree. And, you know, one of my favorite things about the fall is just that weather cooling off and all of the outdoor activities, you know, that we can do. You know, Amy was talking about all the hiking and driving tours, and, you know, we have so many locations down here that everyone should come down and check them out. You know, and another thing that people would really enjoy is Colon Orchards. It's a fourth generation farm here in Canyon City, owned by the Colon family, and they've been doing business for 80 years. So you can come and visit their little shop, and they have a large selection of locally grown fruits and vegetables, pastas, honeys, jams, and jellies. So that's a really cool way to get back into the community and get some really yummy food. And, you know, our farmers markets have been going all summer long, and they actually are going to continue through almost the end of September. So both Canyon City and Florence have farmers markets, and Florence is on Thursdays in the morning, and Canyon City does our farmers markets in the afternoon in downtown Canyon City. So you can hit a whole day of farmers markets here in the Royal Gorge region. And the one in Canyon City really focus on food. They steer a little clear of all the craft and novelty items, as they really want to focus on healthy eating. And then the Florence Farmer Market, you know, has fresh fruit and vegetables, bakery. They do, you know, stained glass vendors and wood vendors, and farm fresh grass-fed beef. tamales, honey, all the good stuff. So farmers markets are pretty awesome. So Thursdays now through the end of September would be a great time to come down and check those out.
Exactly. You know, Amy, we'd mentioned it a little bit, the fall time, probably the best time to get a glimpse of the scenery around the region, and there's a number of ways to do so.
Yeah, you know, in addition to owning the orchard, the Colin family, Will Colin has Colorado Jeep Tours located in Canyon City, and I highly recommend a tour with him. But one thing that people might not think about is viewing it from above. So we do have Colorado Vertical helicopter tours here in Colorado Springs, but Royal Gorge has Royal Gorge helicopter tours. And they have more than just one choice. You can do the Royal Gorge Adventure. They have a bighorn sheep tour. Yeah, that's our state mammal. And, you know, you can just Google Royal Gorge helicopter tours and really have the adventure of a lifetime. I was lucky enough to do a photo shoot from a helicopter in the days before drones, and it's really peaceful. And it's such an interesting experience to see a place, whether it's new or you're familiar with it, to see it from above and how it's all connected. It really is a wonderful experience down there in the Royal Gorge region.
And probably a little bit drier than some of the other main ways to catch those views of the Royal Gorge as well.
That's true, but I think for another couple weeks you can still go rafting, and that is just a blast. You can raft in the morning and then go to the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park in the afternoon, or make a weekend of it and do everything. And you know, a rafting trip can be mild or wild. It just depends on your age and your experience and the level of adrenaline you're looking for. But just being on that river is amazing. A mild float, a crazy fun rafting trip, fishing in their gold medal waters. It's Royal Gorge is just fantastic.
Exactly. And then there's some other great ways to get the best views of our scenery as well, and maybe if you're a little bit more adventurous.
Yes, exactly. So in addition to the helicopter tours, you could go with Adventures Out West, and they do Jeep tours, balloon flights, again, a very peaceful early morning experience. They also have zip lining, and you would get gorgeous views of the foliage. That's in Manitou Springs. So just so many ways to enjoy the region in the fall.
And more information about all these different options as far as being able to find the different providers, things like that, just that easy website, visitcos.org?
Visitcos.com.
You know, I always get that one mixed up. I apologize.
That's okay. But I also encourage people to search on Royal Gorge Region, Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, just the places that you know that you've heard of. Google it, and you'll find Donna's website. You'll find Royal Gorge Region's website as well as ours. And there's just no limit to the things you can do when you've got people coming into town that you want to entertain, when you want to have a little staycation, or just introduce your kids to all the exciting activities and the geology and the history and the arts and culture. It really is quite endless. You can entertain yourself year round, and no better time than now to plan for your fall adventures.
Exactly. Yeah, there are a number of ways to get out and about and explore. So many hidden gems, so many great options here in our backyard. We're continuing to talk with Visit Colorado Springs as well as Donna Webb with the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, talking about all of the options, all of the ways to get out and explore here in our own backyard. Maybe some areas that you were, you know, went to as a kid but haven't gone back to for years, decades, or maybe somewhere you've just moved here and want to get out and explore Southern Colorado. There's still a lot of options as far as being able to explore Southern Colorado, and the number of ways to get out and explore that will continue as we talk with Visit Colorado Springs on the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with Visit Colorado Springs, and we're looking at Colorado Springs, but the surrounding areas, as we're taking a look at some of the best hidden gems if you're still planning out that late summer, or even looking for some fall options for some staycations. Amy Long with Visit Colorado Springs continuing to join me here. And Amy, you know, we've talked about a number of ways to get out and explore throughout the region, and there's a number of scenic drives as well, too. Our region encompasses a wide variety of scenic drives, whether you're looking to drive through Aspen Forest along Pikes Peak or through twisty, windy mountain passes. There's really something for everyone here throughout Southern Colorado.
Absolutely. You know, the Pikes Peak Highway really is a popular and beautiful drive. You pay at the toll gate just past North Pole Santa's Workshop, and it's a 19-mile road that takes you, well, not exactly straight to the summit. It takes you to the summit, but there's a lot of curves in the road. I think there's like 156 curves, with several of them being switchbacks. And when you want to take your time on that trip. You want to stop at the Bigfoot crossing sign. Maybe you'll spot him and catch a blurry photo. Stopping at the Crystal Springs Reservoir in Glenwood Cove, those are two gift shops where you can find some fun souvenirs to take home. And there's hiking along the way, but at the top, there's the New Summit Visitor Center. And for the next month or so, the construction is still going on at the summit, so most cars will have to stop at Devil's Playground, take a free shuttle the last couple miles to the top. But this visitor center is amazing. It's got spectacular views looking to the southeast. It has a very large cafe with delicious food, very much upgraded. The donuts are just as good, maybe even better, because now you can get them with toppings like cinnamon sugar and nutmeg and chocolate, and a very big gift shop. And so it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous drive to the summit of America's Mountain. And another fun one, Donna might have some more information on this, but in Canyon City is Skyline Drive. And it's very short. It's easiest to find as you're coming out of coming back to Colorado Springs from the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park before you get to Canyon City. But you turn to the left and you drive across Hogsback, I think is what it's called. And you're looking, you know, you're going up along a cliff, and then when you get to the top, there's a drop-off on either side. You can see fossilized dinosaur footprints that look like bubbles in the rock. You can see Canyon City. You can see the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and then you come down the curvy part of the road, and you're back in Canyon City. But it's a little nerve-wracking, but I think it's wonderful. Do you like that drive, Donna?
I love it. I'll just drive up, and you can just, there are a couple of parking spots along the route that you can just pull off to the side and park and get out and just look out over the city, whether it's early morning, middle of the day, or even, you know, into the evening, but, you know, the sun setting, it's pretty awesome. And, you know, the history of it is pretty cool. It was built in 1905, and it was built by labor from inmates from the prison system down here. And in the early days, they only allowed buggies and foot traffic. So it's quite a hike at that, but after it opened, they started allowing vehicular traffic, which, I mean, is what we see today. And honestly, you still do see people walking on foot. It's a quite a hike, a good exercise regime.
Great cardio, even if you're a passenger. It really gets that heart racing. I remember, you know, my grandpa would always drive us up there when we were kids and make jokes that he was so scared he'd have to close his eyes as well as he was driving, which just kind of added to that anticipation.
Exactly. That sounds like grandpa humor. And I really love that archway that you drive through right at the beginning, because if you look closely, I think there's like a rock for each state. And I don't know if those individual rocks have any meaning. Like, is it a rock from that state?
But, you know, I'm unsure about.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some investigating. But if anyone, you know, from wherever you're from, it's fun to find your home state, if it's not Colorado, and get a picture by it.
Exactly. And, you know, Donna, there's a few other drives as well we can experience through Colorado Jeep Tours that give you a little bit more time to enjoy the view and a little less time looking at the road ahead. And let's talk about some of the great tours you can take if you're taking a trip in one of those legendary 4x4s.
Absolutely. So Colorado Jeep Tours is run by Will Colon, and he offers several options for his Jeep Tours. One of them is the Gold Belt Tour Byway. And the byway is a national byway located entirely within the state of Colorado. And it received the name of Gold Belt because it runs through Colorado's gold country. So it connects the gold mining districts of Canyon City, Cripple Creek, Victor, to each other, and that's why they call it the Gold Belt. And you can drive this byway on your own, but when you're in Colorado Jeep Tours and sitting up in the back of their Jeep, you just get to see all the amazing, you know, scenery without having to worry about driving. You go up Phantom Canyon Road and Shelf Road, and just some really awesome scenery. And they do a really good job of filling you in on the history of what you're looking at. So it's an awesome experience. And what's pretty cool is this tour with Jeep Tours starts in Canyon City, and you're about 5,300 feet in elevation, and you peak midway at about 10,000 feet, so you're going pretty high in elevation. It's pretty spectacular. Another one is Temple Canyon, and Colorado Jeep Tours also has a tour that drives through this, and it's just south of Canyon City, and Temple Canyon Park has a gorgeous natural landscape. They have campgrounds, hiking trails, a creek. And if you follow the trail, you will discover the temple, which it's obviously named after. And it was a rock alcove that was formed by just the continual seepage of water into fissures and cracks, and it expanded over many, many years. And they do believe that this area may have been used by the Ute Indian tribe as a ceremony site. So a lot of historical significance to the area, and it's just some beautiful, beautiful natural landscapes. So definitely worth taking a trip down here to see that.
Exactly. I mean, really, any trip is gorgeous no matter where you go, but there are so many options, especially as you're heading into Fremont County and south of Colorado Springs. And there's a lot still going on as well. And of course, we're looking into the fall months as well. We're going to talk about all of the special events and ways that we can get out and continue to explore our own backyard here on The Extra. This is KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We're continuing to talk about all things tourism here in Colorado Springs in southern Colorado and some staycation ideas, getting out and enjoying some of the, I dare say, some of the best-known secrets here in our region. And, of course, we've got Donna Webb on the line with us from the Royal Gorge Bridge in Park. And Donna, as we return to in-person events, there are so many things coming up around the Royal Gorge region, everything really from spooky festivals to dinosaur expos, and let's talk about all the special events coming up throughout the next couple months.
Absolutely. So the one that I'm quite involved in is Boo at the Bridge, because it is held here at the Royal Gorge Bridge in Park, and this is our 7th annual event, and it's a community event. And we invite local businesses and nonprofits to come up and host a booth. And they hand out candy to trick-or-treaters, and they're able to distribute their own marketing materials. And we, you know, every year the event just grows and grows, and we have entertainment and decorations, obviously candy, and a lot of fun. And it's one of the only events at the park that allows people to be in park, you know, as the sun is going down, and so you can stand on the bridge and watch the sunset. So it's pretty awesome. It's a lot of fun at Boo at the Bridge, and that is October 23rd of this year from 4 to 7:30. Another really awesome fall festival event here in the area is Diana's Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze. And this is a family-owned and operated pumpkin patch in Canyon City. And they have, you know, a maze, pumpkin fields, corn bins, hay slides, all the fun stuff that, you know, families really enjoy doing during the fall. And you can roast marshmallows, and they've got, you know, food for sale and things like that. And what's really cool about it is that, you know, they say, you know, they're a farm. It's not a commercial property. So they really, really keep the atmosphere farm oriented. There's no commercial tents or, you know, trying to sell anything to you that you don't want. It's just, you know, just that farm fun atmosphere. So definitely something to check out. They will open that up on September 18th, and they run through the end of October. And then we also have Florence Pioneer Days, you know, so that's a 3-day event that kicks off in Florence, and they have the Pioneer Parade. So, you know, besides the antique shops that you can peruse during that 3-day event, they've got arts and crafts vendors, food trucks, beer gardens, live music, games, luncheons and dinners and stuff. So it's a day to really celebrate historical pioneer days of bygone.
Exactly. And Donna, thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra. And if anyone wants some more information about all the events going on, wants to learn more about the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, some of the other attractions in and around the region, what's the best place to start off to get all that information?
One of the best places to kind of gather a lot of information would be royalgorgeregion.com. And that's, you know, they talk about all there is to do in our region. So definitely start there, and you'll find information on the bridge, on these different events, the different drives that we've talked about previously. So Royal Gorge Region.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Donna. Amy Long with Visit Colorado Springs. There are a number of other events as well. If you're continuing that tour of Fremont County into the Canyon City area, and a lot of great things to do, especially if you're looking for more of a culinary experience into the fall months.
Yeah, at the end of September on the 24th, there's a winemaker's dinner down there in Canyon City, as well as on the 25th and 26th, the Harvest Festival. And you can look at that at abbeywinery.com, and Abbey is A-B-B-E-Y. And they just have a lot of great food and a lot of great wine. There's entertainment on the grounds of the winery at Holy Cross Abbey. And they have a limited release of a Harvest Fest Riesling, and local produce, cheeses, wood fire pizzas, fajitas, roasted chilies, and freshly baked bread. And if that doesn't make your mouth water, I don't know what will. On October 31st from 12 to 3, there's Royal Gorge Dinosaur Experience, the Stomp and Chomp. And that's a fun event for the kids. And then for those looking for a true scare this holiday season, there are ghost hunts and paranormal experience at the Prison Museum right as you are heading out of Canyon City. And those are on October 16th and 17th.
That just sounds like it's got that built-in kind of spooky atmosphere, you know, on a normal day, let alone going into the Halloween season and trying to make it any more spooky or paranormal.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. You can really make a nice long weekend, or even a whole week in the Royal Gorge region. There is plenty to do down there, as Don and I have told you, and it's just one of my favorite places to go.
Oh,
very
absolutely.
Close to Colorado Springs, but feels like it's a world away.
Yeah, it is such a gorgeous place, and no matter what, even just the drive down, no matter which way you drive, it is a gorgeous drive, whether it's hitting 115 south out of Colorado Springs or through Highway 50 out of Pueblo. It is a gorgeous part of our state and definitely something to enjoy. Amy Long, thank you so much for joining us. If anyone wants more information about these events, everything else going on in and around the Pikes Peak region, in and around Colorado Springs, what's the best way to get that information?
Well, in addition to the website that Donna mentioned, ours is visitcos.com. And you can also look at our online vacation planner or order a paper copy for free. All of that at visitcos.com.
Again, visitcos.com or royalgorgeregion.com. Donna, Amy, thank you so much for joining us, helping us plan out some great staycations, find out some hidden gems throughout the region, and of course for taking your time out of the day to help join us on KRDO News Radio's The Extra to talk about all of this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
No problem. Thank you guys so much. And again, for all that information, just head on over to RoyalGorgeRegion.com or visit COS.com or just get in the car and start heading south. Again, Canyon City is a gorgeous drive, maybe about an hour or so south of Colorado Springs. You can get there off of 115 or through Pueblo off of Highway 50. That does it here on The Extra. We have the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show next, right here on KRDO News Radio.